You can see I've got a very empty slide here, and that's deliberate because I'm not going to steal Katie's thunder, because Katie's going to explain to us a little more about this. Personally, I find the evidence about the bilaterality, the metachronous risk from lobular cancer, very confusing and very mixed. And I think that there is some new evidence that is going to be published shortly, so I'm not going to say much more about this, but I think that the evidence is increasingly showing that the risk of bilateral risk of lobular cancer is not as great as we thought, and that we should not be automatically recommending a bilateral mastectomy when a woman is diagnosed with invasive lobular cancer. Thank you.